The opening halacha of the daf was the Mishnah on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Mishnah Neschai B'Shtei Misa is Bezdin Nidayim B'Chamura. If somebody was Chayef two Misa is Bezdin, he's Nidayim B'Chamura. The Gemara said Pshita. Rava clarified it's talking about where a person did an Avera Kala. There was a Gemara Din that he now deserves this Oynesh Hakala. And then afterwards, two Eidim walked into Bezdin and said he did another Avera, and for this other Avera he deserves a Misa Chamura. So Ketayt Chamino, he's already a Gavra Ketela. And if he's a Gavra Ketela, he shouldn't get that other Misa Kamash Malon, that he is going to get that other Misa. The Beis Yitzchak, the Beis Yitzchak Shmelkish, in Shailos HaTshuvas Beis Yitzchak, this is in Eir Chaim, it's in Simen Nun Gimel, it's Sif Kotten Yud Zayin. He asks, Akushya Atsuma Vinifla, very thought-provoking, V'ru'uyin Advarim L'mishah. So the Beis Yitzchak asked the following question. He said, what's the case of the Mishnah, of Misha Neschai B'Shtei Misa Yisbezden Nidim B'Chamura, which again, Rava explained, is talking about where there was already a Gemara Din that he's Chayiv the Misa Kala, and now Eidim walked into Bezdin and we paskin that he's also Chayiv the Misa Chamur. Said Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, what's the case? Is the case talking about where when they issued the second Gemara Din for the Misa Chamura, all the Dayanim thought that he was Chayiv Misa Bezdin? Can't be. Why? Because we know that if all the Dayanim say Chayiv, counterintuitively, the halacha is the person is Zakai. The case has to be, we're Roiv of the Dayanim said Chayiv, right? That has to be the case. The case has to be, we're Roiv of the Dayanim said Chayiv. Freik Reb Yitzchak Shmelkis, if that's the case, I have a kasha based on a Tosfos at the very, very end of the previous daf, Daf Pei Amud Beis, which we spoke out at the end of the last year from 7.5 years ago. And that is, we had a machloikis in the Mishnah, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis. What would happen if you had different people that are chayiv misas bezdin than when nisariv zebezeh? Kol chayiv misay she nisarivu zebezeh, nidayim bekala. So what's talach? And the Mishnah says you always get the misa kala. Haniskolim bin Israfin, Rab Shimon Oyedmin, nidayim beskila. Why? Because Rab Shimon holds skila is the kala. Shnas reifa chamura. V'chachamim, I mean the chachamim hold nidayim besreifa, shnas skila chamura. So the Mishnah says that any time there's a taruvis between different chayvim misas bezdin, the halacha is you always need a mekala. Says Tosfos Shala Rab Yitzchok ben Arab Rab Mordechai es Rabbeinu Tam. He said, I don't understand the Mishnah. It sounds like in the Mishnah that the halacha is that you always need a mekala. Frank Tosfos, why you always need a mekala? What happened to Bittul Barayv? Meaning, why is it that Reb Shimon holds? This is the way he asked the kasha. Yodunu beskila shnasrifa chamura nezel baser ruba lahachmer b'dinei nefashes. Why don't we say that if there's more niskalin than there are nisrafin, so the halacha should be you go baser than niskalin. And if there's more nisrafin than there are niskalin, the halacha should be you go baser than nisrafin. So what's this halacha that if there's a taruvois of niskalin and nisrafin, you need a mekala, machlokes Rav Shimon, which is the kala, l'chayr, what we should say is bitul b'rayv. Every time you have a taruvois, right, a tipas cholov that falls into a kateres baser, there's something called bitul b'rayv. It doesn't matter if it's lach b'lach, it doesn't matter if it's yavish v'yavish, there's a concept of bitul b'rayv. So freak. The Rivam, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Arav Mordechai, Rabbeinu Tam, Shlita, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, I don't understand. Why on the Skolam and Esrofin is the Halacha Nida Bekala? Why don't we say Bittul B'Rayv? So Tosfos says, Divrei Nevi'ah, says Tosfos, V'tiris, the lawyer zlin on Basar, Ruba, L'chayev, Oysay, Shu, Zakai, Mikol, V'kol, Shleyar, Kla. The Halacha is, said Rabbeinu Tam, that even though there's a concept of Roiv, but Roiv can never be Machriya, what Misas Bezdin a person should get. So it's true there's a Din Roiv, but if you want to use Roiv to determine what Misas Bezdin a person's supposed to get, that's already not something that you're allowed to do. So being that over here, this person's Vadei Chayev, Misas Bezdin, what's the Shailo, Shalzeh, Nudonin, should he get Skilo, should he get Sreifo? You want to say, based on the rules and regulations of Roiv, Bittul B'Roiv should say which Misa it should be. That's not something Bittul B'Roiv has the capacity to do. And being that Roiv can't be Machriya, which Misa is best, and that's why in the Sugya and the Skolam and Israfen, we're not talking about Roiv. Kala Tayr Kula Roiv, that's true, but there's like a carve out in the Sugya of Roiv. Roiv cannot determine what Misa's Bezdin a person is going to get. So, Frank Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, he said, if that's the case, I pasha don't know how to read the Mishnah. He said, if that's the case, I don't know how to read the Mishnah. What's the case? You had a person that was Nigmar Dinoi for a Misa Kala. Now, all of a sudden, Eden run into Bez, this person was Mechal Shabbos, the Mezid, but Eden and Asra, he deserves a Misa Chamura, he deserves skill. Right, till now he was Chayv Chenek, let's say, now all of a sudden we want to be Mechal and skill. So Bezdin convenes, they get together and they start clearing. If all the Dayanim would say it's Chayv Skill, it would be Potter. Why? Because that's the din. If everyone says chayiv, you're going to be zakat. The case has to be, the only time a person can get Misa's Bezdin is if Roiv of the Dayanim said chayiv. Oh, you have a Roiv. Achi Rabim Lahatois, that's easy. You're always going to go bust and Roiv. Abazak, the Beis Yitzchak. In this case, what's the Roiv doing? Is the Roiv killing this person? No. He was Nagav Ketola anyways. He was Chayim Misa's Bezdin because of the first Gemara Din. What's the Roiv going to do? The Roiv is going to alter his Chayim Misa. Instead of giving him Chenek for the Aveira Kala, now he's going to get Skila for the Aveira Chamur. Roiv doesn't have the ability to change a person's Misa. Roiv can't tell me which Misa's Bezdin a person's supposed to get. So, Freyta Beis Yitzchak, Ageshmak Akasha, right? Again, Viruyan Advarim Lamisha Amram. He was a tremendous Charif Kiyodua. So he says, I don't understand. Tosis Rabbeinu Tam told us aside that what? That even though Achi Rabbim Lahatis, but Roiv can't tell us what Misa's Bezdin a person should get. If that's the case, where's in the game? Misha Neschai, Bishnei Misa's Bezdin, Ida B'chamura. It's going to be based on Roiv Dayanim. Roiv Dayanim. Yeah, you're telling me it's not Roiv. If all the Dayanim say it, then it's going to be Zakai. Elamai, it's Roiv. So Roiv is basically telling you to go from the Misa Kala to go to the Misa Chamura. That's not something that Roiv has a right to do. Either way, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmalkis has a little bit of an Arichas and a little bit of Pilpul of this Shaila. Again, the Iker is the Shaila. It's a beautiful, beautiful Kashav. I just want to say one hug. And that is, we ended off yesterday's shir. Again, this is from 7.5 years ago. Nice segue, right? We try to make this shtim when possible. But at the end of the last year, we ended off with a bumbakash, and this is a kushyas ha'oilam. And that is, we know that in Eishas Ish, that's mezana gets chenek. A bas koyin, that's mezana, gets reifa. It's makshim ha'oilam. How could a bas koyin get reifa? How do you know the bas koyin is a bas koyin? Oh, because her father's a koyin. How do you know her father's a koyin? It's based on Roiv Bilas Achrabal. See Chul and Dafir Aleph Amar Aleph. If you're going to tell me, Rabbeinu Tam, that Roiv can't alter a person's Misa's Bezdin, so how could a Bas Koyin never get Sreifa? How does she go from Chenek to Sreifa? Based on a Roiv? I thought Roiv doesn't have the ability. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Grace of Chiddush. That Roiv can't be Mishana a person's Misa. And if Roiv can't be Mishana a person's Misa, every Bas Koyin is getting Sreifa instead of Chenek based on a Roiv Bilas Achrabal. This is the Kushis Oilam. So the Oinig Yontif, and we referenced the Oinig Yontif, we said we're going to get back to it. 7.5 years ago, we fulfilled our promise. But either way, so the Oinig Yontif, and this is in Eirachayim Simen Dalek. He says a Dovah Nifla. It's a big Yisoy. And anyway, we've mentioned this Oinig Yontif. It's a very famous Oinig Yontif, where the Oinig Yontif says, it was the Shaila. The Shaila was where somebody was preparing tzitzis and there were different chutin that he had spun lishma. So in order for the tzitzis to be kosher, you have to do tivoy lishma. So they had been spun lishma, but he had a whole bunch of chutin that weren't done lishma. They all got mixed up. And the question is it good or is it not good? So at first glance, the Oinig Yontif said, you should go baser Roiv. So if Roiv of them were tavoy lishma, then everything is going to be good. And if Roiv were not tavoy lishma, it's not going to be good. Right, if in Machalos Asuris you could go Basar Roiv, and in Sugis of Agunos you go Basar Roiv, why should you be able to go Basar Roiv when it comes to tzitzis with the dinners that has to be Tavik Lishma? But the Oinig Yontif said a very big Yisai that's quoted by the Gedolei HaPoskim. And that is, could be, the only time you say Bittul B'Roiv is where you have something that has a Chisaron, and it gets mixed up with other things that don't have that Chisaron. The Roiv things that don't have the Chesaron have the ability to be Mevatel, the Miut that does have a Chesaron. Meaning, Bittul B'Roiv can remove Chesaronus. But maybe, if you have something that's lacking a Milo, and it was Nisariv and other things that have the Milo that one thing is lacking, Bittul B'Roiv does not have the ability to now be Mashlim to the thing that's lacking the Milo that is lacking. Bittul B'Roiv can remove Chesroinos, but Bittul B'Roiv can't give Milos. So said the Oinig Yontif, it could be that if you have tzitzis that are not Tavui Lishma, and now then it's Arev with other tzitzis that are Tavui Lishma, you can't say that the whole Taruvus is going to be okay. Because Lishma is a Milo. And Bittul B'Roiv can't stell zu Mailas. Bittul B'Roiv can remove Chisroinus, but Bittul B'Roiv can't stell zu Mailas. This is a widely applicable Yisoid, but this is the Yisoid of the Einig Yontif in Eirachayim Simen Dalet. So when the Einig Yontif is being mafalful in this big Chiddush, that Bittul B'Roiv can remove problems, but it can't give you Mailas. So one of his Mar Mekoymas is, he says, I think this is Pshat in the Dvarim Stumim of Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Pei, Chulin Yud Aleph, quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that even though in Kol HaTorah Kula, Achir Rabam Lahatos, but when it comes to determining what Mises Bezin a person should get, and the Skol and Benisrof and the Mishnah 9 Tess and the Beis, they're ready, there's no Bittul B'Roiv. And Frey, everybody, it makes no sense. What's Pasha Pshat? It's mamish lacking svara. Right? What would, Lamashal, there's a din of in Hocha B'Mamon Acharoiv. Okay, we know that's about Cheskes Mamon. So whenever you don't go Basaroiv, there's a svara behind it. Asiri Kodesh, Roiv doesn't work. Yeah, but that's because you need Vaday, and Roiv can't give me Vaday. What in the world is the svara that you can use Roiv to give somebody Mises Bezdin, for example, but you can't use a Roiv to determine which Mises Bezdin the person's supposed to get? Said I'm going to tell you what I think the Yisoid is. The Yisoid is, in order to give somebody Mises Bezdin, then there has to be a Gmar Din that he's chay of this Mises Bezin. Meaning, you can't give someone skila unless it was Nigmar Din el skila. You can't give somebody Sreifa unless it was Nigmar Din el Sreifa. Right? You can't give someone a Mises Bezin unless it was Nigmar Din for that thing. If you have Niskolim bin Nisrofim, that when it's Arif, see, you have Roiv Nisrofim and a Miat of Niskolim, you're going to say, I want to give this person Sreifa simply based on Pitl B'Roiv, because if everyone is chay of Sreifa, so I'll. Bittul B'Roiv can't give you Sreifa, you know why? Because Bittul B'Roiv can remove things, but it can't shtel tzu things. And in order for this person to be chayiv Sreifa midin Bittul B'Roiv, he would need that Bittul B'Roiv should give him a gmar din of Sreifa. And Bittul B'Roiv doesn't have the ability to do that. Since says the Einig Yontif, this yesoid of Rabbeinu Tam is not just Sisrei Torah, Dibrei Nevius, that even though Kol HaTorah Kula Achir Rabam Lahantis, but to determine which Mises Bezdin a person is supposed to get, here all of a sudden, and it's going to be different. The basis for it is that Bittul B'Roiv has the ability to remove things. It doesn't have the ability to shtel tzu. And to get Mises Bezdin, you would need a Gmar Din of that Misa that we're going to give you. And if all you have is a Bittul B'Roiv, you can't have that. No, Nidim Bekala, that's a different Indian, because we assume that Bechlal Masayim Mana, that for sure you had. But as it relates to being upgraded based on a Bittul B'Roiv, we can't upgrade you based on a Bittul B'Roiv because you never had the Gemar Din of that Roiv. I let the Bittul Shtel Tzu, I don't know if Bittul B'Roiv can take something that's not kosher and make it kosher, so it can't do that. The Teretz says not kosher is like a Chisarin, so it's removing the Chisarin if not kosher. But over here, you need a Chalois Gemar Din, and Bittul B'Roiv can't create a Chalois Gemar Din. Zok to Einig Yontif, Lefizeh, you can be Miyash of the Velt Kasha, the Velt Frek Takasha, every Vaskoyan gets Reifa. It's based on Roiv Bilas Achar Abal. I thought when it comes to determining which Mises Bezdin, there's no Roiv. Zokta Einig Yontif, that's never what Rabbeinu Tam meant. Rabbeinu Tam didn't mean you can't use Roiv to determine what Mises Bezdin. Why should that be the case? What, it's a Chayk? This is a Par Aduma? Why should it be that way? All Rabbeinu Tam was saying is that you can use a Bittul B'Roiv to shtel tzu a Gmar Din, because Bittul B'Roiv can remove problems. It can't shtel tzu Chaloisen. But when it comes to the Bas Koyen, that's already a Shaila Roiv Bilas Achar Abal. So you don't need Roiv to shtel tzu. That's Roiv Bilas Achar Abal. That's a regular Roiv that Chazal used. And being that's a regular Roiv that Chazal used, has nothing to do with this halacha of Rabbeinu Tam. I think it's poshut that if that's the Einig Yontif's teretz to the Velt's kasha, then this would be a teretz to the Beis Yitzchok's kasha as well. What was the Beis Yitzchok's kasha? How is it possible Mishnah Neschai B'Shtei Mises Bezin Nidim B'Chamura? Rav HaZakimta was where there was already a Gmar Din, and now all of a sudden he did another Aveira. This second Aveira is going to be determined based on a Roiv. So you're going to use the Achrei Rabbi Mahatois to change his Misa from the Kala to the Chamura. Rabbeinu Tam said you can't do that. What Rabbeinu Tam said was, if there's a Taruvois of Niskolim and Nisrofim, you can't use Bittul B'Roiv because I can't get the Gmar Din that's needed in the miut from the Roiv in order to be able to give this person Mises Bezin. Rabbeinu Tam never said you can't use Roiv. The Raya Gedoyla to that, like the Einig Yontif said, is from the Bas Koyin who gets Reifa, even though it's based on a Roiv Bilas Achar Abal. And I think it's Poshit that this would be a Yishuv also to the Beis Yitzchok's Kasha. Again, the Iker is the Beis Yitzchok's Kasha. It's one of these fire Kashas. Very, very, very thought-provoking. And we're going to stop here.